But first, start by chanting the Heart of Perfectional Wisdom Sutra. For the English recitation, it is on the small booklet on page 1. Okay, we'll do it in Mandarin. However, you can do it in English on your own. 现在我们打开小的法本第三面。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界，乃至无意识界，无无明，亦无无明尽，乃至无老死，亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀，依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛，依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：伽帝伽帝帕拉伽帝帕拉桑伽帝菩提梭哈。
question 啊，阿说，
大家如果有问题可以问。
啊，问林伯切哈。怎么样应用那个真知和真念呢？
好像是等一下仁波切会教的。仁波切和 question is how do we employ the use of right mindfulness and vigilance?你的正知正念指的是等一下那个修禅定的时候那个正知和正念，对吗？ That means in the meditation, how do we make use of this thing called, Lamrim Chimo call it remembrance and introspection. English 的名字有几个版本，就华文的名字没有变而已。
You see? Introspection.
That means when you forget the object, let's bring it back. Mindfulness. Another one is when you have this laxity, excitement.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. What's it about? Okay. I think that will come later. Yeah.
等一下教老师教的时候会教到这一点啊。你是好学生的，你跳班。
Okay, so I mentioned the last class to develop this concentration.A single point is concentration. Then, before that, so we must have some, as mentioned last class, you know, less thought, less desire, you know, keeping, living life in the morality. So those are extremely important basis. You really want to develop the single point.Concentration, the karma biting, then, as I mentioned, there. those are extremely important to practice in the very beginning, you know.
上一堂课上个星期有讲到的，如果我们要修止得定的话呢，有一些条件呢是非常重要必须具备的，也就是修止的资粮啊。上堂课我们讲到了我们住的地方，还有我们讲到了我们要少欲知足，我们要断除杂物，还有我们要守那个清净的戒律，还有断除我们的诸恶诸种恶行。所以呢，在开始修定的时候呢，这些条件呢是非常重要的。
So, because, so we have so much this distraction.The excitement, yeah, the desire, thought, the excitement is the one of the biggest obstacle to develop karma biting, the single pointed meditation. You know?
修止则得定呢，在我们的修行的过程中呢，我们通常有很多的干扰啊，其他外在因素的干扰，其中呢最大的障碍呀、啊，障碍我们得到这个定的呢，是我们自己对那个可爱境的那种欲望、那种需求，然后我们升起这个调举。
So, I mean, when you look our mind, so how much we have desire, you know, so depend on that. So we have a strong desire.Then it's difficult to develop karma biting. Then you have very small desire, less desire, a small desire. Then it's much easier to develop the single pointed meditation.
如果我们观察我们的自信的话呢，我们就看到，如果我们的欲望呢，贪求的欲望是很多的话，很强烈的话呢，我们要修止得定呢是比较困难，是非常困难的。可是如果我们内心的那个欲望呢比较少的话，少欲的话呢，我们比较容易修止得定。
So, I mean, we can see.Everybody is different. You know, so some people have very strong desire. No. So some people have less desire. You know, some people have strong anger. Some people have less anger. So we're all different. Everybody is different. But according to Buddhism, so why? You know, why some people have so strong desire?Why some people are so strong anger, you know. So the answer is, so it's come from cause and condition. So because in the past, always familiarized with the desire, not looking the fault of desire, you know. So just looking, desire is good, you know, there's no problem for the desire.You know, then keep engaging on that kind of, keep developing that desire, not looking the pole. So because of that, so have a strong imprint in the past. So because of that, so this life we have a strong desire. You know, even a small object of attachment, you see, you know, then a strong desire arises. Not short time, but long period of time.So like that.
每个人呢都不一样啊。有些人你可以看到他的那个欲求心啊，那欲望啊，贪欲啊是比较强烈的。有些人呢，这样的欲望呢则比较少，比较轻。这样也有些人呢有很强烈的嗔心呢、啊，很容易就升起。这样有些人的嗔心呢是比较轻微的。这样如果我们根据佛教的教义来看呢，我们可能就会去思维为什么会这样呢，这答案呢就是因缘，过去的因缘、啊、也就是我们讲的过去的因，所以有现在的果。 所以呢，过去的因是怎么样呢？因为在过去世呢，如果我们时常有很多很多的欲望，而且呢，我们要满足自己欲望，觉得诶，得到满足欲望是非常好的，所以我们就在过去世呢，不断的去强化这样的欲望。所以我们的那个贪欲呢就很容易升起来，因为我们没有去思维啊，这样强烈的贪欲呢会有什么过患，会有什么不好的地方，因为我们没有这样思维过的，所以过去是就不断的强化这欲望，所以我们就种下了很深的习气，所以带来这个事呢，这很深的习气呢它就会就会升起，就比如说你看到一个很小样的刺激啊，或一小样的东西，你的强烈的欲望呢，就马上很容易的就升起了。这是因为呢，我们在过去时呢，种下了强烈的习气的缘故。
So then you will see, you know, the desire.That Lord brings so much problem, suffering. Then the desire or affliction, those are bring so much problem. If you recognize that, then you look always, oh, this desire is not good. You know, if you see that way all the time, then that if you have this kind of idea, you know, desire is not good, anger is not good, so affliction is not good, that brings so much problem. So then, by doing that, if you practice this kind of, you know, practice in the past life, then this life, then you might have less desire in the object. Even if youEven desire arise, doesn't arise for a long period of time, you know, if you have this understanding in the past.
所以呢，我们可以看到呢，如果我们真的可以看到呢，我们的欲求啊，我们的贪欲啊等等，会给我们带来很多的问题，带来很多的痛苦的话呢，像我们有这样的认识，这样认识，在心里这样认识，诶，如果我有这样多的欲求心的话，这样贪欲的话呢，我将会给自己带来很多很多的痛苦和烦恼。所以呢，这样的贪欲呢是不好的，对我是没有益处的。如果你可以这样看到的话呢，或者你看到嗔心呢是不好的，嗔心呢若生气啊什么可以带来种种的问题，给自己带来各样的烦恼和痛苦的话，如果你过去是曾经这样的去修过，曾经去这样的思维的话，像这一世呢，当你面对外境的时候，当这个因缘发生的时候呢，你就算呢有这样的贪欲升起呢，这个贪欲呢也不会很强烈，或者呢就算是有的贪欲或嗔心升起的话呢，那升起的时间呢也不会太长久。
So like that, then, so here, so now, even this life.When you see the problem of the desire, you know, but desire arise, but you see the desire is not good, you know, then try to stop much as possible looking their problem. So like that, that's the one way to reduce desire. But you don't look that, you know, desire is somethingWe should have, if we have this understanding, desire is part of your life, must have that. Desire doesn't give you problem. Then you always engage in the desire, you know, the attachment. always familiarize in the desire. So that makes your desire stronger and stronger. It doesn't become lesser, weaker.But it becomes stronger and stronger. So that's the different, even our own life, you know, how to reduce desire, you know.
如果呢这一生呢我们可以看到这个贪欲啊或者这些嗔心啊的烦恼所带来的过患的时候呢我们就能减少我们自己所面对的痛苦。如果当这些贪欲啊或者这些烦恼啊升起的时候呢我们应该呢去制止它继续增长，应该制止它，然后我们应该去思维啊这样的贪欲呢，这样的嗔心呢，这样的烦恼所带给我们的痛苦，它所带给我们的问题。要是呢我们觉得诶其实这贪求心啊这个贪欲啊或者嗔心啊这其实是没有问题的话，他没有什么困难啊，没有什么问题啊，他不会给我带来烦恼啊，所以你就会不断的去追求这样的贪欲啊，所以呢他就会你就会非常熟悉哦，怎样去追求贪欲，它就会养成一种习惯，所以你的贪欲的心呢就会越来越强烈。所以你就可以对比，如果呢是前面那一类人，他会制止他的贪求心的增长，然后后面那一类人呢，他的却不断的追求贪欲，所以你会看到他们的生活呢，他们生命呢是不一样的。
So, this is something important to understand. Sometimes we see that.The desire is something we need. You know, we believe that, we need that. Because we see that the desire gives some kind of happiness for yourself. So, therefore, then we have this wanting, you know, wanting that desire. And because of that, we engage on that. Then our belief is that, you know, desire gives you happiness.Because we have a strong belief on that. No. So because of that, we engage. Never thought the problem of the desire. You know?
所以呢，这一点呢，要明白这一点是非常重要的。因为呢，通常我们都觉得，诶，我们这种贪欲啊，是我们需要的，我们需要这种贪欲的心，因为呢，我们相信呢，我们去追求我们贪欲的时候呢，它会带给我们很多的快乐。因为呢，我们有这贪欲，我们去追求的话呢，它给我们带来快乐。这一点呢，我们心里呢，真的是深信不疑哦。我们相信呢，我们的贪欲可以带给我们很多快乐。所以呢，我们就不断的去追求，不断的去做，因为我们根本没有想到呢，这个贪欲心呢，会带给我们什么样的问题，什么样的烦恼，它到底有什么过患。
So, Also, also as mentioned, the last class on desire arise. So, relate with the object, then.And same, you know, desire to the object, attached to the object. And not only that, you know, same time we believe this object gives you full satisfaction in the mind. Not only that, but we believe that that gives satisfaction, but everlasting satisfaction. We believe that and we engage on that.
所以上堂课呢，我们的 Kieran 不是也有讲过，当我们的贪欲升起的时候，当我们看到一个对境，我们这个贪欲境啊，我们这个对境升起，我们起了这个贪欲心的时候，我们呢就非常有一种渴望希求的心理啊，觉得要得到更多，因为我们相信呢，我们这个贪欲境呢可以带给我们很大的满足感哦，100%的满足感，而且这样的满足感呢是长久不变的，它是永远不会变的满足感，所以呢，我们就很积极的去追求这样的贪欲。
So that's why the Indian Pandit Dharmakirti, he mentioned like such as attachment, such as attachment, doesn't increase forever. I don't know what I'm saying correct, I don't know. Dhammakya, such as attachment, the desire mind, cannot increase forever.
Oh.
I think something like that, I don't know.
我们伟大的班智达达玛提提就曾经说过呢，这些贪求的欲望呢，它是不会不断的增长的。
It is limited.
它带给我们的快乐呢是有限的。
So also give the example like.Temperature of the hot water, boiling water. I don't know how, I don't know, they have some number, how long they boil, 100 degrees? More than that? Yeah? You think? Yeah, when you boil
100, pure water is 100 degrees Celsius.
Huh?
100? Yeah, 100, you will boil.
After that,
become water vapor. Then, why the water disappear?
But the heat of the water can go more than 100 or not?
Heat of water can.
No, the heat of the water. How much you boil, it get hotter than 100 degrees or not?
What is the maximum temperature that water can take? Is there 200 degrees Celsius water?
Anybody here? Who else?
No, pure water is 100 degree. That's all. Unless there's impurities in the water.
Not 100, yeah?
And the pressure also.
No, the heat.
Depends on whether you boil it under normal condition or you boil it in the mountain.Or you have impurities in the water, so the temperature, boiling temperature may differ. But normal water is 100 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, so, and I'm not so good on this, so I don't know. I'm not sure how, what kind of temperature, though.
100.
You boil the water, you go to 100.
That's
whether you go 200, 300, 800,
no.
1,000, 1 million or not.
No.
No, yeah? So that.Certain number cannot go more than that. So that even the jump, the Olympic high jumping.
With the pole or not? With pole, we can yeah. jump okay. higher.
What? The monkey jump, I don't know what to call that. With the stick, you know, the jump, or the long jump. So those all are limited.This is not unlimited for the human being. You know, how far they can jump, maybe 2 meters, 3 meters, long jump. Nobody can jump 100 meters. How much you train? Whole life you train. Yeah. Not about, there's always limit. How much you practice, how much you train, there's always limit. There's no unlimited.This cannot be increased. So I think he gives some kind of example of the attachments like that. It cannot go like forever, you know.
所以呢，这个班智达的 Dhamma Kitty 呢，就讲过，我们的贪求欲望呢，它并不能永远不间断的增长，它是一个极限的，就好像我们烧这个开水啊，那开水烧到100度的时候呢，100度摄氏100度的时候呢，它就变成水蒸气了，它就不再是水了，它不可能一直烧。你有没有听过200度 C 的水没有对吗？ 就100度C 它就不减掉了，所以它是个极限的。就好像人呢、啊，我们人无论你是奥林匹克级的运动员或什么，你跳高，你可以跳得很高吗？你总不能跳到10米嘛，不可能嘛。你跳高只最多几米而已，就有个极限。就算你拿一个撑杆，你是撑杆跳，可以跳得更高的话，它也是有个极限。就算你是跳远选手，你跳的话，你也不可能跳到十，可以跳到10多米嘛，不可能嘛。好、哦，三级跳可以哦，那个也是有个极限，所以不论你怎么样去用功啊，去训练啊，或者什么其他的东西，你这样练的话呢，它都是有一个极限，你都不能够超越这个极限的。所以同样的，我们的贪求的欲望呢，它也是有个极限的，它是不能无限度的增长的，它也不可能带给你无限度的快乐。
说、So here, so, according to the desire, the attachment, related with the object, certain object. So you are attached on that object. How much your attachment can be grow there, you know, whether it's grow forever. So you check, it's not possible. You engage more on the object, the same object, bring on a certain level of the attachment, not like forever. You won't grow forever, you know, related with that object, the attachment. Sooner or later, you engage there, the attachment will be go down. After a while, any object is like that, you know, it doesn't like.Go forever.
所以呢，我们的贪求的欲望呢，也是这样的。我们贪求的对境啊，我们以为我们根据这个贪求贪欲的对境呢，它可以给我们带来很大的快乐，很大的满足感。所以呢，我们就不断的重复，不断的去追求啊，这个贪求的对境。所以呢，不断的单足于啊这个对境，因为我们相信呢，它带给我们的满足感，它带给我们的快乐呢，是可以不间断的、永远的增长的。可是呢，这是不可能的，因为呢，这个满足感、这个快乐呢，它到了经过了一段时间，你经过一段时间不断的追求同样的对境，同样的贪求境的话呢，这个满足感呢会随着时间呢慢慢的慢慢的减少消失。所以呢，这个对境呢，贪求的对境呢是这样的。
Also same thing, so that kind of happiness depend on that attachment. So that kind of happiness which depends on the attachment, also same thing. Never go forever. The happiness doesn't grow forever because its basis depends on the attachment, so therefore the happiness also will decrease.
所以同样的道理，我们可以就可以想出这样的道理，就是依着贪哦，根据贪而升起而得到的快乐呢，它是不会永远不间断的增长的，因为呢，它的基础得到快乐基础呢是贪欲，所以呢，那个快乐呢是不会永远增长的。
So because you see there, because this attachment what we have.Also, depend on the object, the particular object, for example, the desire on that particular object. So, we believe, you know, this object give you the attachment, this object give you full satisfaction or happiness. We believe that. So then, once the object is changed, sudden changes on the object,that your attachment will be changed. You know, because we have this belief there, this give full happiness, full satisfaction in your mind from the object side. So, but after a while, certain condition cause maybe the object will be changed. You know, object is changeable, it will change sooner or later. So, therefore, when the object changes, then your desire will be changed. You know, so then your happiness will also change.
所以我们必须清楚地看到，当我们的贪欲呢是依着这个对境啊，就根据这对境而升起的时候，这对境对我们讲是非常可爱的哦，它是非常很好的，我们有这种很强烈的需求心。所以当我们这贪欲是根据这可爱境而升起的话呢，我们的内心里面相信哦，这个可爱境呢能给我完完全全的满足感。好，因为我们相信呢，这个可爱境，这个对境本身呢，它本身就有这样的能力和条件呢，给我完完全全的满足感。所以，当这个可爱境对境呢发生细微的变化的时候呢，像我们的这个满足感，我们的贪欲呢也跟着起了变化，我们的满足感呢也跟着就减少了。
So, I mean this when you look.Sit down, you think, you know, whether it's true or not, you know, sit down and think, you know. So then, conclusion will find out. There's no everlasting happiness can give from the object. You know, it's very clear.
所以当我们坐下来要，坐下来要静下心来仔细去思维的话，我们想想，诶，我们这样的贪求心啊，对吗？它是真的吗？它是真的是这样的吗？所以我们如果真的仔细的去思维的话呢，我们就可以很清楚的看到，我们就可以得到这样的结论。好，依照外境啊，这个外境，这个对境，这个可爱境呢，本身呢是不能也没有办法给我们永远的满足感，永远的快乐。
So like that. So anyway, so look at the object, of course. You look deeply, they will change after month. Of course, you look deeply, it changes moment by moment, but we don't recognize that object. It will change moment.By moment, day by day, you know, week by week, month by month, year by year, we don't see that. You know, it changes continually, but we don't recognize that. But only we recognize after a long period of time, we recognize object is changed, you know.
所以这个可爱境让我们升起这个贪求贪欲的可爱境呢，如果我们仔细的去观察的话呢，我们看到诶，过了一段时间哦，其实呢这个可爱境呢已经起了变化，不像我们当初那样觉得啊那样可爱的那种境界了。其实我们仔细去思维去观察的话，它其实呢是每分每秒都在慢慢的变化的，只是我们没有看到哦，它慢慢变化，所以每一天又变化，那么一边变化，每一个月又变化，然后每一年都变化，所以它是日日变化，月月变化，年年变化，它是不断的、不间断的在变化。可是我们没有认识到，我们只是看到它的不同、它的变化，因为它经过了一段很长的时间。
So here. So, but we don't understand that, you know, so we don't understand that. So, always thinking, object of the desire that give you full satisfaction, then we try to get that. Then after that, then we find out it doesn't give. Then of course we forget that, then we move another object. Same belief, same thing. Then we engage there.Again, doesn't fulfill your wishes totally. Then again, another object, you know. So, like buying clothes, you know. Buying dress. how to 1 week. Okay, maybe first moment maybe you're happy, and the next moment again this less attached to the dress, or shoe, whatever, car. So like that. And after a while, month, year, of course then not much attached to that object. Then of course you see another object, then again, you know, I mean, just as an example, so we live like that, you know.
所以这点是我们一直没有搞清楚，一直弄不明白的。因为我们常常呢都这样的想，我们心里有这样的心理，就是这个可爱境，这个我们的贪求的欲境啊，这个外境啊，它会给我们十足的满足感。所以呢，我们通常都追求这样的外境来带给我们这样的满足感。可是呢，过了一阵子，我们又发现，诶，其实呢，这个对境的这可爱境呢，它并不像当初那样给我那个满足感了，它好像不大，那没有那么好了。这样呢，我们就升起另外一个心理了。我们讲，诶，我们去找另外一个给我们这样满足感的对境，那个贪求的欲境。所以你就去找另外一个了。那找另外一个贪心，你觉得哇，他真的带给你十足的满足感。可是过了一下子，他就觉得，诶，好像又没有那么好了，没有满足我的要求。像如果他不满足要求，你怎么办呢？你把他丢掉了，去找另外一个咯。所以你去找另外一个对境啊，好像我们买衣服这样，我们当初买这件衣服，我觉得哇，这衣服太好了，所以我们觉得这衣服本身就可以给你带来很大很大的满足感，你这爱的不得了。但过了一阵子呢，又觉得诶，其实它也没有那么好，所以你就把它过了一年啊，或者过了几个月啊，有些人很快，可能过了一个月或几天他就不喜欢了，他就觉得诶，他又在追求另外一个对境，可能又再去买另外一件衣服了。所以呢，我们就从一个对境呢不断的追求啊，不追求一个对境，然后呢又把它放掉，再追求另外一个对境。
Also, also, Shantideva said,
Kieran Jay can say in Tibetan.
What? So you can translate?
No, we receive oral transmission.
Example, you know, I think it can be something like that. I don't know exactly what they are. For buy car, who like cars so much, then buy car. Then attached to the car, you buy the car, then of course, then you feel so happy that you really want, so you got it. You feel happy. You know, the first moment. When you got the car, you know, you feel so excited and happy. I'm just an example, so. So, So after a while, this attachment or happiness get lesser. You know, happiness also get lesser. Then attachment also get lesser, related object, because God is getting older and older. After 10 years, we cannot use, you know, in Singapore. So then you buy another car. Of course, then again you feel happy, attached, happy, desire. So Shantideva said, buy first car, buy after second car, the happiness bring to you exactly the same, no different. I think he said that the word in the Shantideva text, I think the meaning is something like that. So the attachment, what you get first, happiness what you get first from the car, and second car, you buy no different. Maybe different brand car, I don't know, but you buy same car, maybe more or less the happiness, desire is same, you know. Exactly the same, he said. Like.
这里呢，你要讲个祭天菩萨的颂记啊，可是没有办法。不过他的意思就是这样的，比如说呢，当我们呢、啊、从一个对境啊，追求到那个对境的时候，当开始的时候呢，我们的贪执还有快乐呢，那种心理呢是完全一模一样的。所以呢，天文就举了一个买车的例子啊。比如说我们呢对这个车子有一种贪执的心理，所以我们就很想拥有一辆车子，所以呢我们就去车行看了，就买了一部心仪的车子。所以呢当开始我们得到那辆车子的时候呢，我们非常高兴哦，哎呀我们终于拥有一部车子了。所以呢我们的那个贪执那种心理呢得到满足，所以我们的快乐呢也跟着高涨。所以我们那个刚开始拥有那辆车的时候，我们是非常非常兴奋的啊！我们觉得那个车子可以带给你非常非常的快乐。可是呢，过了一阵子啊，就慢慢的，你对这辆车的贪执的心理呢，就慢慢的减少了。那车子给你的快乐也慢慢减少了，因为车子已经越来越旧的嘛，你觉得它的性能功能可能就不好了，就嫌弃了。所以你的快乐减少，你的贪执的心理也减少了。像过了十年哦，你可能呢就要把车子丢掉了，要报废。在新加坡，车子只能十年嘛，就要报废了。在报废的时候，你想啊，不用紧，你就再去买另外一辆车子。所以你就去选，又看，又选到一个心仪的车子。哇，那你选中另外一辆的时候，哇，你又很兴奋了，哇。所以呢，你的那个这一辆车子哈，新的车子带给你的贪执的心理，带给你的快乐又增长了。又同样的是，你是非常非常兴奋、很快乐的，你贪执的心理也是一样的。所以呢，根据祭天菩萨来看哈，他讲，当你第一次哈拥有第一辆车子。拥有第一辆车子的第一刻，和你拥有第二辆车子的第一刻，那样的快乐呢，其实是一模一样的。那样的贪执呢，其实也是一模一样的，他们并没有什么分别。这样可能那车子的牌子不一样了。
So, So what I'm trying to say here, so that is the attachment.The happiness depends on particular object, depends on the desire. So that doesn't give you everlasting happiness. It's very clear, you know. So, but we don't understand that. We believe this gives full satisfaction. But after a while, it doesn't give that, but we totally forgot that. Then again, new object, we believe exactly this.Give 100% everlasting happiness. Then we do that. Then after we pocket, again with another object. So our life goes like that, following the attachment, you know.
所以呢，这个 K 天龙君要告诉我们的就是呢，我们的快乐呢，通常呢都是依着外境而生起的。哦，我们认为呢，这个外境啊，这个对境呢，可以带给我们快乐，而且我们相信这个外境可以带给我们永恒不变的快乐。可是呢，就是我们心里啊，在现在我们心里有这样的那种错误的心理。然后呢，我们觉得这样的外境啊，可以带给我们完全的满足感，可是呢，当这样的满足感呢慢慢消失的时候，我们就去找另外一个外境，像那时候我们又忘记了哈、我们很容易就会忘记，我们以为这个新的外境呢，这个可爱境啊，新的可爱境也会带给我们永恒不变的快乐。而结果慢慢的这个外境呢又变得不可爱了，然后你又不快乐，这样你又就去找另外新的外境。所以呢，我们的整个生命我们这一生呢就不断的从一个可爱境过渡到另外一个可爱境，不断的去追求这个外境，希望它能带给我们永恒不变的快乐。
说说到 here， 说 one of the methods to reduce the Buddha's teaching， 说、understanding of the impermanent， that's the one of the best。Understanding, no, understanding of the impermanent, the object will change. No, so like that, that help us to reduce the attachment, one of the method. So then one of the method, looking the pulse of the desire, you know, true desire, looking the bad side of the desire, how much problem,the desire give to oneself. So one is that, to looking the fault of the desire, so that's another method, so that help us to weaken the desire.
所以呢，佛陀呢就在他的开示里面教导我们一些方法来对治我们这贪执的心理。他教导我们呢，我们应该了解呢，世界上的每一个事物呢都是无常的，它不是常住不变的，它是会变化的。所以呢，如果了解事物是无常的话呢，就可以帮助我们减轻对外境这个事物的贪执的心理。像从他教导呢，佛陀也教导另外方法，我们可以去观察了解贪执所带来的过患。如果我们贪执的话呢，它将会带给我们什么样的烦恼，带给我们什么样的问题等等。如果我们看到贪执呢带给我们的这些烦恼的话呢，我们也可以帮助我们减轻对贪执的心理。
So that's why very beginning they talk about to reduce the desire thought to in order to develop karma biting. So this mentioned very important. So less thoughtless desire, then contentment, you know, then less desire, then ethical discipline, you know, so especially your speech, discipline your speech, discipline of your body, so those are really, really important, you know, you have all this, you know, less desire, less thoughtyour ethical discipline like speech, less talk, then less body action, you know, like those things. So then you are quite ready, you know, to develop the karma biting, you know.
所以呢，我们在教这个止的这一章里面呢，一开始呢，他就教我们呢怎么样减轻，然后怎么样减少我们的贪执，这个贪欲。因为如果我们的贪欲减少的话呢，我们去修止的话比较容易生定， 所以呢，他开始的时候，他讲的休止的资粮，这休止的资粮好像你存钱一样，银行里面钱哦，一样。休止的这资粮呢，就包括了这个少欲啊、少欲知足，然后呢，少这个恶寻思啊，就不会有这种恶的那种烦恼、恶的心，这样我就可以帮助我们的持清净的戒律。因为呢，如果我们的恶寻思啊，就贪的烦恼啊，就贪的烦恼，这叫恶寻思、啊。能够减少的话呢，它就可以减少我们所我们口方面所造的这些恶业，我们可以减少我们身体上的这些恶业。所以这些恶业的减少呢，就可以减少我们的烦恼。像这些身口意呢，都我们都得到清净的话呢，就我们就很容易啊，就已经具备了这个修定的那个资粮了，就可以开始修了。So,
what are you talking now? Huh? Somewhere. Okay, I'm distracted myself. So, so whole idea is that the discipline is important. You know, so, what is discipline is important. So that is.Through the discipline, so you are able to reduce your desire. You know, so that's the one of the method. You know, good discipline, then less desire. You know.
So, 呢，我们这整个概念就是要看管好我们的身口意方面，好，就我们讲的戒律。如果我们的戒律能够清净的话呢，我们的这个贪欲、贪求的烦恼的等等就会减少。
So, therefore, so in the teaching, you can see the three higher training. You know, they mentioned are three higher training. The first is ethical discipline, and second is concentration.The third is wisdom, you know.
所以呢，在佛教里呢，我们讲三增上学呢，指的就是戒、定、慧。所以呢，要先有戒律，戒律清净了，那修才能够修定。
So like that. So this also come with the order. So you have good discipline, ethic discipline. So that basis on that, then come the training.Of karma biting, of single-pointed basis on that, then you develop this single-pointed meditation. So when you have good meditation, single-pointed meditation, then through that, then we have the wisdom, really clear and sharp wisdom, you know.
所以呢，这个增三上学呢是有一定的次序的，所以它的顺序呢一定是从持戒清净开始的。所以呢，我们要护持我们的戒，让我们的戒呢就身口意方面的得到清净。依着这样的清净的基础呢，我们才能够去修定。 能修止然后得定，然后呢如果呢你修止得定成功的话呢，你的就说你的禅修修得很好，这样定才会升起，定升起的话呢就可以引发你的慧，你的智慧呢才能升起，这样你的智慧呢就非常的清晰有力度。
So, then of course, the whole point of developing wisdom, you know, the sharp, clear wisdom to develop that is to understand the cause of our real problem. What is the cause of real problem? You know, really understand that very clearly. What makes all our problem, you know. So through this single point of meditation, then you have wisdom. Then this wisdom really understand.The real oneself really understand the root of the problem, what makes all the problem difficult, the outline of samsara. Able to understand that very clearly, what is the root of the cause. You know?
如果呢，我们能够修止修得很好的话，这样我们就会进入定。得到定的话呢，我们就可以引发慧。因为在定中一心不乱得定的话，你去思维的话，你就可以得到就可以去修慧，那真实的那个圣慧呢就会升起，这样可以清楚的看见了解到底我们的问题我们这一生命的问题它的根源在哪里。所以呢当我们能够进入这禅定的境界的时候呢，我们就可以去思维去思考，就可以很清楚的看见为什么我们会在这个娑婆世界里面轮回，这样轮回的根本的原因呢，根本的主宰错误呢到底是在哪里。
So that then you, if you understand that very clearly, then you will see, you know, the antidote for thatcause will make all the problems you are able to see. You know, the antidote for that, then you are able to really apply antidote for the cause of the samsara, then able to reduce, cut the root of samsara, so then bring everlasting happiness.
所以当我们在禅定的观照中在禅定的境界里去观照去看去思维的话，这样我们可以清楚的看到我们的所有问题的根源到底是在哪里，到底是什么东西。这个是要有禅定里面才可以清楚的看到的，这样我们就可以找出我们可以用什么方法来对治我们这样的问题。如果我们能够根据我们的问题找出对治的方法，并运用这个对治的方法的话呢，我们就可以根除我们问题所有的问题，从根本上解决所有的问题。所以从根本上呢，就可以去除或从轮回中呢解脱出来。如果我们能做到这一点呢，我们就可以得到永恒不变、永恒常住的快乐。
So this is very beginning. One should prepare, you know, much as possible, you know, so try to have less thought, less desire, you know, so that help to do good meditation, you know, that really help to do good meditation.
所以呢，一开始呢，我们就要做好这样的准备功夫，也就是呢，我们要准备好我们修定的资粮，这资粮要准备好才可以上路嘛，才可以继续走这个修定的路。所以这准备功夫呢是非常重要的，而这准备功夫呢就是我们要减少我们的欲望，减少我们的恶的寻思， 这呢就可以帮助我们的后来要，如果后来我们要去修止的话呢，可以帮助我们很快的得到止，然后入定。
So, so then, so as mentioned, introduce last, you know, how to sit, you know, then, after that, you know, so how to, even sitting, you know, that like mentioned, the seven different postures also then, once I have to train on that, you know, sit with the seven postures I mentioned, that time, you know, so try to learn,that, and try to sit correct posture mentioned.
所以上堂课呢，就是天荣爵给我们开示的，当我们修，在修这个止定的时候呢，止观的时候啊，我们有要一定的坐姿，它有七种啊身体的威仪要记得的，就是我们的脚姿啊、眼姿啊、身姿啊、肩姿啊、头姿啊、嘴姿啊、舌姿啊等等啊。大家要记得，所以我们用这个坐的这种姿势呢，来训练我们自己。所以这个坐姿呢，必须要正确。
So this for sure recommended for you really want to develop karma light. In a long period of time, like you want to do meditation 6 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours. You know, you really wish to do that. Then this is the best for sure.So, but you just want to do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, then it doesn't matter, you know. You can find out your own posture, whatever you feel comfortable for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know. But this one recommended those who want to do long period of meditation. So this is the best posture recommended. Even the sitting, not like this. You can sit 10 hours, 20 hours, you know.This is the best posture recommended. Crossing leg, sit down. So like that. So like that. This is the long-term meditation. That this is the best posture recommended.
所以呢，这为什么对这个坐姿呢这样特别讲究？因为如果你要修止入定的话，修止观呢，因为它合在一起修的嘛。像你必须要做长时间呢、我们讲的是做一个能够一次坐下来哦，不间断的不离开你的座位啊，5个小时啊，6个小时啊，甚至是10个小时或者一天等等，因为你要做这样长的时间呢，所以你的他所介绍的坐姿呢，就是最好的坐姿，是很重要的啊。如果当然呢。当然你觉得自己在那边坐5分钟随便10分钟你随便坐好了，你觉得哪一个坐姿比较舒服你随便坐了。好，可是如果是要坐长久这样坐，这样因为你要得到止嘛，你要修止嘛，要得到止，你需要不断的坐，长时间的坐的话，这样呢这个坐姿呢，就比如说这个家福坐，也就是那种他们讲的莲花坐了，家福坐或者是半家福坐，这个坐姿呢你就可以坐得比较久。
Also, because this kind of posture, you know, crossing leg, of course, very beginning, you are not used to it, of course, that a lot of difficulty there. But once you are trained on that, so that you can, long time you can sit there like that. Then also less tiring compared to other posture. This is the less tiring when you sit long time.
当然，如果呢你不是时常的修这个静坐的人的话，所以你开始家福坐的时候，你可能会觉得很困难，你不适应，不能够适应，会觉得很难。可是如果你训练了一段时间，你适应之后呢，你觉得其实这个家福坐可以坐得很舒服，可以坐很久的，而且你坐很久，你也不会觉得累。
So then, also that is mentioned that when you.Sit like that, then look your eye slightly open, look at the tip of the nose, you know, like that. So, so this also helps. When you open your eye, of course, I mean, some of the texts mention your eyes widely open like that, but 我切了说So recommend slightly open, you know, looking at the tip of the nose. You know, not totally close, not totally open, looking at the tip of the nose. So that helps also to cut down. This portion also help cut down of the laxity.And the excitement, you know.
所以当我们加福做的时候呢，那是角姿，现在讲的是眼姿啊，眼姿。像我们的双眼呢，这个里面介绍双眼要微开哦，不要全部开到完，也不要全部关到完哦，要微开，开一点点，然后呢，略微向下哦，垂视你的鼻尖哦，哦，你看到鼻尖就看地上好了，然后呢，这为什么要有这样的眼姿呢？这是因为这样的姿势，还有这样的眼睛哦，眼姿哦，能够减少减少什么呢？能够减少我们的掉举，还有昏沉。
OK. So of course, because in Buddhist we describe.Many different types of mind, you know, like I sense consciousness, you know, the mental consciousness, for example. So when you open your eye, so you see the object, outside object, that become your mind.Then there's more danger, a lot of danger to arise. The excitement and wandering the mind, you know, powered by this sense power. So because of that, your mind wander, excitement, so that disturbs your single-pointed meditation.
为什么眼睛要微开而不是用全开，因为当我们眼睛开的时候呢，我们就会看到很多很多的东西哦，像这些外境嘛，我们讲这个外境，像我们看到这外境的时候呢，可爱境、不可爱境等等，我们心就散了，就乱了，这样我们的心呢就跟进这些外境去转去跑，这样我们的心就不能定下来了，所以它就没有办法就入定了，所以我们的。这里就讲他的眼姿啊，讲的是双眼是微开的。
Yeah, but you open your eye, but you don't see anything. Then it's okay.
除非你眼睛可以开啊，可是你看不到任何东西，你不看到任何一样东西啊。
So like that, that's the thing then.You close, totally close your eye, you know. Totally close, then also that is not helpful because this brain this bring the laxity, you know, bring the laxity, right?
如果眼睛完全关起来也会有问题啊，为什么呢？因为呢你就很容易陷入这个昏沉的状态。
So also that mentioned totally closed, then there's danger, you know, you bring laxity, also fall asleep, you know, so there's more opportunity to bring laxity.Policy. There's another word, laxity and what?
Excitement.
Not excitement. Or lethargy. Oh, they forgot. Lethargy, then laxity, then sleep, policy. So that bring that. You close your eyes totally.
当我们眼睛完全闭起来的时候呢，像我们昏和沉呢，的机会呢就很高哈、哦。像我们可能呢就觉得昏昏欲睡，过了一阵子就可能睡着了，或者我们就掉入那沉默的状态了。
Also then, also when you close your eye very tightly, then. So that brings some kind of. Sometimes you see the red light, you know. When you close eye totally, I don't know, because of what I don't know. Because you see your eye inside the blood or what I don't know. Sometimes bring a lot of redness, you know. Totally close. So like that. So then, that become another obstacle to see the.Object of meditation clearly because of this red appearance. So you don't see the object of meditation very clearly, you know. So like that, either red or the black, you know, sometimes we see some kind of, I don't know, when too tight, you know, so.Something, you know, our mind is something, they are seeing some kind of, seeing some red, black, this kind of appearance happen. So that, if that happens, so that become obstacle for to want to see the object of meditation clearly.
当我们关起眼睛的时候，有时候我们关起眼睛关得很大力很大力处理的时候呢，这样的也会有问题啊，因为我们可能就会看到一些红色的光，这红色光可能是我们的微血管哦，微血管里面血那个颜色的红色的，所以呢它为什么会有问题呢？因为它就会障碍，它是一种障碍，障碍呢，这样我们的所缘境呢就会变得不清晰啊，因为我们是在做观想的，对吧？对吧？我们在做禅修，有个所缘境嘛，你在想的东西，所以当你的眼睛关得太大力的时候呢，这样呢，你可能就看到一些红色的或者黑色的显现出来，所以呢，这样的显现会障碍。所缘境的清晰度，所以你的所缘境呢，就看起来呢就不清晰了。
So like that, also then, your body should be straight, sit and try your, the backbone should be straight, not like that. So like that, also that have, also have not to.Not to have lethargy and sleepiness, you know, to fall asleep, you know, that help you keep it straight, you know.
我们的这个身姿啊，身体的状态呢，也是很重要的。我们身体呢，应该是端正坐直的。好像竹子一样端正坐姿，这样的坐姿呢可以帮助我们哦，避免很容易就觉得累啊，然后就睡着。
So, So then also, one of the recommendations, putting your tongue, you know, putting your tongue up to the, touching up to the upper plate, you know. Then, so that's the one of the recommendation, yeah.
还有你的舌头的姿势，舌姿，舌头应该抵住上牙，上齿的后面。上面那一排牙齿的后面。
So, when you develop karma biting, you have to meditate long period of time, you know, maybe 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. You know, so you have to meditate like that. So, when you stay long time, so if you put your tongue touch to the upper plate, then that helps. Not to get oneself thirsty easily, and also not to drip your saliva, or draw saliva in order to our tear, then you are really concentrate, you are not wear all your saliva, draw like that, so that hand you won't come back.
为什么要舌头要顶住这个上颚呢？因为舌头顶住上颚，因为你要禅修两三个钟头，是很长的时间。你顶住了上颚的时候呢，这样可以制止你的口水流出来。要不然等一下两个钟头，你就滴滴滴，那口水就流下来了哈。这样顶住你的上颚，然后你可能呢也不会那么容易觉得口渴了，因为那水分蒸发，那样有口水在里面顶住嘛，
滴滴嘟嘟啊。That one I can translate in Chinese.
Translating sound.
So of course there are so many other we need it, you know, then. So, having, eating proper food, you know, not too much, not overeating. So that's also important. Overeating then, difficult also. not overeating also, those are recommended. Also then, enough sleep in your body, you must sleep.You must have enough sleep, no?
这样呢，这经典里面还有讲到饮食啦，还有睡眠方面的，我们必须吃得够了，吃得够，营养也足够。可是呢，不可以吃得太多若吃得太多的话呢，也会障碍我们的禅修还有我们的睡眠呢，睡眠也要有足够。这样我们才有精力呢去进行禅修。
So this is the for sure, you know, so if we want to develop karma biting long-term meditation, then we try to learn that. Even the for sure, how to sit is important, you know, so to develop karma biting, so try to learn that, you know. We really want to do the meditation, then this, we need to learn that, not try to sit down there 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, just sitting, that's for sure, and meditate, no? So this is the important.
所以在修止的时候呢，有的东西是要注意的，所以呢怎么样做，好像我们的坐姿呢，就身体的那种威仪也是非常重要的如果我们真的有心呢，想去学这个禅修的话呢，所以我们就要注意这方面的东西，因为我们要做呢，我们是慢慢渐进式的，可能是开始是5分钟到10分钟，慢慢延长到半个钟头，然后一个钟头
So we did posture, then you find out the object of meditation. You know, then meditate. You know, then, so like that, then during the meditation, so there'll be, your mind will be wandering, sometimes laxity, sometimes lethargy, sometimes you fall asleep. So during the meditation, so a lot of, distraction, you know, obstacle, you know, a lot of difficulties arises. So that, so that's the teaching by the Kamalashila. So how to apply antidote, how to get out this laxity, excitement, you know, so like that.
所以呢，这是刚才讲的是怎么样准备去这个修止。当正行呢，在修止正行的时候呢，通常我们也遇到不同的障碍、不同的干扰。有时候呢，我们可能会觉得很累啊，想要睡觉啊，或者有时候呢，我们觉得怎么讲呢？心情很高涨，就是有这个调举。那有时候我们又觉得很昏沉，等等哦，这各种各样的干扰和障碍。这些障碍升起的时候呢，我们应该怎么样去对治呢？所以呢，在经典里面就有教导这些方法。
So during the meditation, so most important part is mindfulness.No, this is extremely important. So mindfulness is extremely important.
当我们在禅修或者在静坐的时候呢，拥有这个正念呢是最重要的。
So again, you understand what is mindfulness. You know, so first. The object of mindfulness. What is object of mindfulness? Is something that you are familiar in the past. You know.
当我们常修的时候，我们讲正念是最重要。这样我们可能就问：什么是正念？那正念呢，其实是记得你的所修的那个对境是什么，也是正念的所缘。所以你可能就问，诶，正念所缘是什么？正念所缘呢，其实是你熟悉的东西。
So then, what is the respect? I don't know. What is respect of the respect? Respect of the mindfulness? Then, focusing on the object and not forgetting that. Very clear, right?
So, 呢，当我们讲有正念的时候，正念是对我们的所缘境。你的观想或者是所记得的东西，那个叫所缘境。对你的所缘境呢，你的心呢能够牢牢的系住你的所缘境，然后不会忘失，这叫正念。
Okay, so now, then what the function, what the job, or what the function of the mindfulness? So that help.Not to distract your mind. Also that help keeping your mind in the object.
正念呢能够帮，正念有什么作用呢？它会使我们的心呢不会四处流散，它会将我们的心呢系于所缘境。
So, it goes very simple, just then, not forgetting the object. That's it. Huh?
所以最简单的讲，就是不要失去正念。
Okay, but sometimes you have to know what is the object, what is the aspect of the mindfulness, what the function of the mindfulness is good to know.Very simple, than not forgetting the object, you know, just remembering just the object, not forgetting the object. So that's the mindfulness.
所以很简单的就是呢，我们要懂什么是所缘境，什么是正念，那正念的作用是什么？其实这整个合在一起就是不要忘记你的所缘境。可是如果你看那个经典的话，他讲不忘失教授。
Okay, mindfulness is that is, huh? Okay, now what I do, maybe we do 10 minutes, okay, meditation. Now we, real meditation, we do 10 minutes. Huh?
所以现在呢，我们已经讲过了正念，所以现在我们来试一下，就是我们静坐十分钟，真的静坐哦。
Yeah, okay, the, you know now mindfulness, okay, now I explain the mindfulness, okay, or explain that, okay.
Kyungji have not explained object of meditation.
That one, yeah, yeah, I'll do that. So now, so now we do 10-minute meditation, okay, first I talk a little bit, then we silent for 10 minutes.
所以呢 ，Karen J 会教导我们，他先解释一下，然后我们就静坐十分钟。
Okay, so object of meditation can be anything, anything we can choose as an object of meditation.
所以呢，我们的所缘境啊，静坐的那个我们观想的东西或什么叫所缘境，你可以任意挑。任何东西做你的所缘境。
Okay, so now, here now, 10 minutes, we choose our object as the breath. Okay, breathing. Okay, the breath.
我们现在选择呼吸，我们的呼吸做我们的所缘境。
So here, so again, you know, sit. First you sit down.As we describe people how to sit down, the posture, the 8 postures, correct or not. No? Not now, later. No? First you do that, sit down, then mindful on that, your posture, whether you are sitting correctly according, described by the Buddha. So whether you are that posture correctly, you are sitting or not, first few minutes, look at, you know, look at your posture, whether correct or not, you know.
首先呢，我们先坐下，我们已经坐下，然后看呢，我们的要注意刚才我们讲的八种身体的位移啊，就坐的时候呢，你的脚姿啊、眼姿啊等等哦。所以呢，你看看，然后把我们的心呢细于我们的呼吸，就不是等一下讲了呼吸我们。正行去做的时候呢，Cameron 就会跟我们讲哦，提醒我们什么脚姿啊、眼姿啊等等哦，等一下会做，然后呢，我们就看看我们这个坐姿是否符合佛陀所教导的这种八种身体的位移。
So again, of course, looking the person, not looking from the eye, not from the mind.Looking at the person, not like open eye and look, you know. Looking from the mind, you know, all postures correct or not, you know. The mind look at their posture.
所以用你的心呢去看、去观察、去检查一下你的坐姿呢是否正确。
So then, after that, we breathe in and out, you know, not like strongly and very slow breathing, but normal how you breathe, you know, very relaxed breathe in.
然后呢，我们就观察我们的呼吸，不要因为你现在要观察你的呼吸哈，你的呼吸是你所缘境，就呼吸的特别出力啊，或者呼吸的特别慢啊等等，就像平常一样哈，很松懈、很放心的去呼吸。
So very simple way, you breathe out, you know, what you call breathing out from the right nostril. So breathe out from the right nostril.Now then, go out like that. Then, breathe from the left nostril. Okay? So like that. Then, this count as a one. Breathe in, out like that. You know? So this, you can do 3 times. You know, from the right nostril, breathe out. When you breathe in, then breathe in from the left nostril. So this count as a one. So you can do this 3 times.
首先呢，我们观察我们的呼吸呢，我们是用我们的右鼻孔呼出去，然后呢，从我们的左鼻孔 吸入气，所以呢，这个右出左入要算一次，算一次。然后我们要这样的右出左入三次。
So like that, then again, another three from the left, you know, breathe in, you know, then, no, from the right, no, so opposite way, so left,
opposite.
Left, you can do three times like that.
然后呢，照刚才的方法三次过后呢，现在我们调转过来，我们的左边呢，左鼻孔我们呼出，右鼻孔我们吸入，算一次，然后呢我们做三次。
So like that, then breathing from the both nostril, breathe out, breathe in, that count as a one. So you can do this three times.
接着我们用两个鼻孔一起呼出，然后两个鼻孔一起吸入，这样算一次。那我们也做三次。
Okay, so that's different method. So then one way is breathing out, breathing in, you know, breathing out, breathe in like that. You can count in and out as a one. Breathe in, breathe out, count as a one. So you can do like 21 times, you know.
另外一个方法就是呢，就是你呼出。吸入呢，就是你吸入呼出算一次，然后你再呼出再你再吸入再呼出，然后呢你这样算二十一次，这是另外一个方法。
So same time you have to mindful when you count, go in, go on out, not you're counting same time, not from the your hand finger mala counting, not like that.You breathe in, you're mindful on that object in the breath, but at the same time you're counting. One, breathe in, breathe out as a count. Then you don't lose your count again, you know? Until 21, don't lose your count. So always your mind's very alert, mindful, you know? Your mind's always in the breath, but at the same time you're counting.
所以呢，你的心呢要专注于你的呼吸哦，那你就用你的心呢来数哦，就呼出去吸进来一次，呼出去吸进来一次，不是用你的手或者用你的手指去算哦，也不要用你的念珠哦来算哦，这都不可以，用你的心呢来算，你的心呢原念于你的呼吸对，然后出去进来出去你算一次，然后原念的呼吸。同样的时候呢，去算那个数那个气要呼吸，啊，不要忘记你数的次数啊。
OK，
可以吗
？Ready？
可以吗？可以， okay, 我们就开始。
Just try
试一下啊。
Okay. We try. So, okay, gently breathe out in like that I mentioned. So first sit like that, then breathe in out. You know, count. 21 times. In case you mix your number, then count from the beginning. You know, again, like that. So, if you can count more than 2100 times, anyway, we do. We don't have much time, maybe we do about 6, 8, 9 minutes, yeah.
所以呢，我们轻松的吸入，然后呼出，放轻松的吸入、呼出，把你的心圆念这个呼吸上面。要是你数到一半忘记了怎么办呢？从头开始哈，不用担心，从头再数过了。这样我们的时间不多，我们大概只有6到8、9分钟。
Okay, we try. Okay,
来，我们现在开始。
I don't have the bell. Ring the bell. Supposed to ring the bell. joking. So, so this the, I mean, you really, now, this meditation really help. Very basic, simple thing, you know, less thought for 10 minutes, you know. So you really have 10 minutes, you don't have worry. Especially you have so much emotion, distracted, unhappy. So we're able to do this breathing, just very simple breathing meditation for 10 minutes. You know? So during 10 minutes, of course, you have less thought. Some peace in the mind.
这样的静坐呢，这样十分钟呢，可以给我们很大的帮助了。因为通常我们在静坐的时候呢，我们就不会去想那么多东西，所以呢，我们就可以把我们的一些情绪啊，或者不开心的东西呢，全部把它静止下来，所以呢，我们就会感到比较的平静。
Next Sunday, we have class.
Next Sunday, yes, 20th. Right.
He's here upstairs. I'm not sure that they have class, I don't know.
Okay,
We'll let you know through the email.
What's that? Yeah. SMS. Yeah. Okay, next. 下个星期你们可以看我们的 ABC 的简讯哦，把你们的电话号码给 ABC, 四楼 ABC 哦。如果你没有把你的电话号码给他们，他们就会发给你，告诉你下个星期我们有没有课。因为下个星期我们ABC 以前的我们的老师啊 ，Barbara Sankaro， 他在这里举办一个工作坊，啊，怎样准备死亡，啊，所以他有大概两天的工作坊是要报名的，所以下星期的课我们不懂，我们还没有课，所以你们看那个简讯，短信，啊 ，ABC 的短信。So please refer to your SMS for next week's lesson to see if the lesson is cancelled or not, because there's actually a workshop by our ex-ABC teacher, Venerable Sankaro. He's going to give a workshop, I think 2-day workshop on preparation for death, something like that. She has been conducting this workshop almost every year at the same time, same workshop also.
Oh yeah.
Okay, now we'll do a dedication. Okay, 现在我们做回向，大的本子。Okay, dedication. Page 32, English is on page 31, 回向文第32页。好，如果大家已经背起来了，就不用看了。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面 English page 33，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。 我这里呢印了一些从帕蓬高仁波切的那本书印下来第21天的那个萨摩他的讲义，可是我不懂有多少个人要，所以我只印了一些，所以那些要的朋友可以自己来拿。好，我把它放在这边啊。然后英文的是这里，英文我只印了大概几个页。So the English handout from Prabhupada Rinpoche, I photocopied day 21 on Shamatha for your reference. Yeah. So for those who want to take English, please come and help yourself. I do not know how many wants it, how many, so, they may not be enough. Those who didn't get it, let me know.Kiram J said, those who take must read. Or else you don't take, you must read. Kiram J 讲那些拿了讲义的佛友们一定要读。哦，如果你不要读的话，你不要拿。奢摩他。There's still 4 more Chinese handout. 3 more handouts in Chinese.